NBC News Radio, I'm Trey Thomas.
The U.S. is averaging its highest amount of COVID-19 cases in 2 months. Since Thanksgiving travels, 100,000 new COVID cases have been reported each day, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The last time the nation hit this number was in early October. Deaths have also risen, with a 7-day average of over 1,600 virus-related deaths. The vast majority of these new cases are associated with the Delta variant. No U.S. officials will likely attend the Winter Olympics coming up in Beijing. CNN reports the Biden administration will announce a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Games in the Chinese capital city. The move would send a global message to China from the U.S. While not preventing American athletes from competing in the Olympics, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle had been pushing for the move to protest China's human rights abuses. The president is reminiscing about his time working with longtime Kansas Senator Bob Dole. In a White House statement, Biden praised the one-time presidential candidate's service to the U.S. and also noted that while they were on opposite sides of the aisle during their many years in the Senate, he admired Dole's commitment to bettering the lives of Americans from all walks of life. The president added, while he would miss Dole's gift of delivering a humorous line at just the right moment, he was grateful for their 50 years of friendship. Dole died early Sunday morning at the age of 98. Almost two-thirds of Americans say they can expect at least one family member to get too drunk over the holidays. That's according to new research by OnePoll, which puts the exact number at 63% of those Americans at least 21 years old who were surveyed.
You're listening to NBC News Radio.